Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye. Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed.
I can't believe you would ask me that.
Then why would you run away from the police?
I freaked out. I was called down to the office and saw two officers waiting for me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, so I ran out of the school. I couldn't go in there. But Nia, you gotta know, I would never hurt Ronnie.
If you didn't do it, then turn yourself in.
Jason, stop!
No, too late for that, little lady. About to get his ass whooped.
I'm finna kill you, old man.
No.
Get off of
Dad,
me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Move!
No!
Hey, you. This is Tales of the Text. Short fiction stories filled with drama, secrets, and plot twists marinated in Black teen culture. Today's tale is Accidentally Stumped, the finale. The night becomes morning and Sanaa lays in bed, staring at the ceiling. She barely got any rest from Brooks's words haunting her repeatedly.
Do you want closure?
Sanaa feels she's teetering a line between yes and no to that question. She wants to talk to Shay, but she's certain that if she told her she's considering seeing him, Shay would choke her out. But she'd also say more wise words, like always. Sanaa also knows that she'd risk being sucked in by Brooks. That was one of his toxic traits, saying what Sanaa wanted to hear in order to get her back. Hell, Sanaa didn't realize toxic parts of her relationship until she was out of it. Looking at it from a non-rose-colored glasses perspective, of course.
This is too much.
She rubs her head, trying to soothe the pounding it was experiencing. She really didn't have time for this. She has an important test today. She also didn't feel like staying in bed, recording memories and thoughts over and over again. She had been through that for months.
Why is it so hard to move on?
She remembers something Shay said months ago, right after the breakup.
It's a journey to get over someone. One day you feel optimistic, then the next, you're crying again. Don't beat yourself up for thinking of him now and then.
And that was totally fine. But how long was it going to take? Like, damn. Sanaa wonders, what will it take for her to truly never look back?
Hello?
Good morning. Are you awake?
Yes.
You sound really tired, Nana.
I am.
Must have been up all night, studying for that exam.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to call and make sure you were up. Don't want you missing a test now.
Dad, you don't have to do this to me anymore. I'm grown. I got it.
Okay, blockhead. Well, just call me later if you have some free time. In fact, FaceTime me.
You got it.
Nah. If there's something else bothering you, I can tell by your tone. Something's off.
It's nothing. I got it under control. Just college. You know how it is.
Okay. But don't be afraid to call me, though, if you need anything. I got you.
Dad?
Yes.
Remember when you told me you've been through a breakup?
Yes.
How long did it take you for you to feel normal again?
How do you mean?
I mean, how long did it take you for you to get over that person and move on?
Oh, I see. It took some time. Definitely. Every day you wake up, it hurts less and less. But I'm not gonna lie to you. Someone who sped up that process was your mother.
Huh?
Yeah. I met your mom like 5 months after the breakup.
Wait, for real?
Sanaa, don't play. You know we've told you this story before.
I don't remember that. Y'all just tell me when and how you met. You didn't say you were with someone not too long before that.
Well, I was. It broke my heart. In the middle of my healing, I met your mom. She was amazing, still is. But I felt like it wasn't the right time, you know? So I held off. She liked me too. She got fed up waiting, so she asked me out first.
Damn.
Doesn't make me feel good that I didn't ask her out first, but I'm also happy she did that, though. I kept pushing my feelings down because I was scared. I had a lot of negative feelings. Some valid, some not. I mean, of course, you don't want to just jump relationship to relationship, but sometimes it's justifiable, especially when you've done the work you needed to do on yourself. It isn't right as a rebound, but sometimes you just find someone that's really good for you when you're not looking.
I see.
Why do you ask me that?
I figured out I'm still getting over Brooks, but I met this new guy, and he's amazing.
I'm happy you're getting out there again, Nana. But don't make the same mistakes you did with Brooks. Continue the work you need to do on yourself. But don't get in that mindset that you have to be 100% in order to be with someone. No one's at 100%. We're all just trying and growing.
Thanks, Dad. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
I want to talk longer, but I gotta go, though. Say hi to Mom for me.
Okay, I will. She misses you. Oh, and she wanted to know if you took her leopard dress. She was gonna wear it the other night when we went out for drinks with the Jeffersons, but she couldn't find it.
Sanaa glances over at the leopard dress hanging on the back of her desk chair. You know you took your mama dress.
No.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Love you, bye. Better not make my baby cry. Tear that boy ass up, he's messing with my daughter.
Love you too. Bye.
Sanaa lays on her bed for a minute longer, soaking in what her father said. Her test is in an hour, but she feels there was a more important test for her to take. She was really ready to move on, to not look back. But that meant one thing. Sanaa rounds the corner and halts when she sees Brooks sitting in a booth with his back facing her. As if on cue, Brooks turns around and his eyes light up.
Shit.
Okay.
Look, I only came here to say one thing, and then I'm leaving.
What? Nah, come on. Let's sit and talk.
No, thank you. I'm okay.
Nah, nah.
No. I told you not to call me that. You think I don't know what you're trying to do? Wearing that jacket, calling me by my family nickname?
What are you talking about?
Please, Brooks. Don't even. You always knew what to do in order to suck me back in. Well, it's not gonna work this time. I'm not here to rehash our history.
I made a mistake. What you want from me, Sanaa? You want me to turn back time?
No, I actually don't. I'm fine with the decision you made because it was meant to be made. Lord knows I wasn't gonna leave you, so he knew you had to be the one to go. That relationship was no longer serving me, Brooks. I deserved better.
So I wasn't good enough.
There were things you did that I didn't deserve to go through. I'll put it simply.
No one's perfect.
No, no one is. That's right. But you can only deal with so much. Later on in our relationship, I was less happy and just stressed all the time.
I'm sorry I wasn't the man you wanted me to be, but I want to try again, Sanaa. I want to give you what you deserve.
That's great you had that realization. You just should have had it when we were together.
You for real right now?
Yes, I am. I've realized things, and I want something different. You chose something different, so I am too.
Oh, so what you call yourself getting back at me? What you fucked a bunch of niggas to get over me or something?
And that's another thing. Your maturity level was never where it needed to be. Whenever it came to conflict, you would do stuff like this. It made resolving problems so much harder.
Look,
I accept your apology, Brooks. And I'm only accepting for myself, not for you to feel better about yourself. But I don't want you back. I'm happy it's over between us. Because it made me realize my worth and taught me more about myself and what I do and don't want.
Mo, that's awesome. Good for you.
I'm sorry, but also not sorry that this conversation didn't go the way you wanted it to. But I do wish you the best in life.
Whatever, man.
And that was it. He walks away. Sanaa watches and she feels a weight lift off of her. A weight that had been suffocating her for months. That was the closure she finally needed. Sometimes in order to never look back again, you have to look back, I guess. The interior of the student center in the hallway.
Hey, you. What are you doing here? Are you okay?
Nazir, I have a lot going on right now. I really, really like you, and I feel something between us that can be long-term, but I'm honestly still trying to navigate my life and my circumstances. I admit, I'm still healing from my past relationship, so I don't know if us being together is best for us. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you sooner. I wish I would have said it before we even got involved, but I'm sorry.
Whoa, calm down. Catch your breath, okay?
I'm sorry, it's just these past few weeks have been great, but there are times where I do get anxious thinking about us and wondering if this is what's right for us. I want to be with you, I want to try, but I don't know if you want to now because I just told you I'm not healed and stuff.
Sanaa.
I just don't want to make the wrong move. I want to make sure I'm in a good position where I can be your girlfriend, and I just don't know if...
Go ahead, Nasir. Shut her little ass up by giving her a little juicy kiss.
I figured that would make you stop.
What was that for?
I just told you, Goofy. To make you be quiet. But also to reassure.
Reassure what?
Sanaa, you really think I didn't know what I was getting into?
Huh?
I knew you weren't fully healed. I knew that getting involved with you meant some baggage. But you know what?
What?
That didn't stop me.
Why?
Because I not only see potential in the long run, but I see something here, right now. Within the flaws and the baggage, I've been through what you've been through. I knew you weren't 100% ready, and that's okay. And I honestly believe not everyone is 100% ready or healed to be in a relationship anyway.
That's what my dad said.
Your pops is a smart man.
So you're not worried?
Do you want your ex back?
No.
Are you using me to get over him?
No, I really feel a genuine connection between us, and I love being with you.
Okay then, I'm not worried.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
But there are things I did in that relationship that I didn't like, and I could do them to you too, because I'm still working on them.
Of course, I would be more shocked if that weren't the case. Like I said, I know that baggage is being brought. Hell, both people bring baggage. But we'll work through it, and I trust that growth will happen. I would at least like to try and see where it goes than to just give up.
This was surreal. Sanaa couldn't believe it. Did she really find someone who was all in? Someone who was willing to put in the time and effort despite the baggage involved? Yes!
I'm in no rush either. We can move as slow as you want, no problem. I just want you to be comfortable. But if you do want to take a step back, I'm not opposed to it. You do what's best for you.
She just stares. He was so understanding. Another thing she needs and wants.
Okay, is that okay?
Yes.
All right, good. I'm sorry if what I'm saying is overwhelming, but...
He steps closer and cups his warm hands around Sanaa's face. He stares deeply into her eyes. She blushes.
I want you, Sanaa. If there's anything my brother taught me, it's that life is too short and not promised. I see myself with you. I want to take that chance with you. You just don't understand how much joy you've brought me these past few weeks, honestly.
I think I do. I see myself with you as well.
Good. We're on the same page.
Look at you, Nasir, kissing her again. And it feels even more delicate than the last. Sanaa's spirit feels at peace. She doesn't feel confused. She doesn't feel worried. In that moment, she feels light and assured. Maybe she could do this. Girl, yes, you can. She could at least try, though, right?
I'm walking Dante back to his dorm. I'd like you to come with us, if that's okay. After I drop him off, I want to continue spending time with you tonight, if you're free.
That's fine.
All right, cool.
He reaches his arm out. Sanaa looks down. She sees his moisturized hand and the Apple Watch that sits on his wrist. She remembers a few days ago when she put his watch on and pretended to be Kim Possible. Nasir proceeded to laugh and say Kim had a phone, girl, not a watch. The two laughed and watched anime the whole night. But wait, Sanaa had never even watched anime. She thought it was weird. But Nasir had made her step out of her comfort zone. Without realizing it, she smiles. Nasir returns one back. She grabs his hand, and he leads her back to his friend. She could get used to this.
Hey, man, sorry about that. This is my girl, Sanaa.
My girl? Oh, okay. I see you, Nasir. And Dante respectfully replies, nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Really? Nice to meet you, too.
The three walk in unison, and Sanaa feels more optimistic than ever. In that moment, she felt like she was walking out of the old chapter of her life and into a new one. Let's just say, she never looked back. Now that we have your attention, go to your favorite app. You know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Search Tales of the Text. Subscribe, follow, or even rate. Press play, and duh, if you like what you hear, share with your friends. Till next time. Tales of the Text podcast is created and executive produced by Joy Mitchell. Writer Osriel Raglan. Sanaa, voiced by Jenna Nicole Ramirez. Shay, voiced by Sashana Ramirez. Nasir, voiced by Rodney Blue. Brooks, voiced by William Spate. Father, voiced by Freedom Rain. Narrator, Joy Mitchell. Sound design by Scott Stronach. Music, Epidemic Sound.